Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and our guest this segment is Stephen Moore. Steve is a distinguished visiting fellow with the I've lost the name of it, Stephen. Tell me again.
Heritage Foundation.
Heritage Foundation. Why couldn't I say that? I don't know why. I know those people with the Heritage Foundation. He's the author of Trumponomics Inside the America's First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Steve, thanks for being here. I was telling the audience before
Jim,
you got
congratulations
here.
Congratulations on your anniversary. That's awesome news.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, How many years has it been?
You've been here since the beginning. We're in our 22nd year. So you've been here since 98 with us. Hey, Steve, you wrote an article recently about how the Fed is hurting growth. And I was giving the audience a little bit of an example of what they did in the fall to kind of upset everybody. And now they're realizing that they've gone too far. And they seem to be changing that. Do you think they're getting religion about the impact they're having on the future of the economy?
You know, it's so basically the story here is that back in the summer of 2018, so about 6 months ago, we had a 4% economic growth, Jim. We had the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, and we had no inflation whatsoever in the economy. And the point I made in my Wall Street Journal article is, you know, what's wrong with this picture? High employment, no inflation, a booming economy. You know, my parents.
They should have taken a vacation, slapping each other on the back, right? We've done well.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and so what the Fed started to do, unwittingly, was starting to raise rates when there was no inflation. Now, look, I don't want inflation. I want price stability. That's what you and I want. We want the dollar to be stable in price. That's what you want from a currency. And the Fed starts raising rates, and it really put a huge dent in the stock market. And remember, the stock market fell 5,000 points. Remember that, Jim?
Remember
December 24th, the day before Christmas?
It was the Christmas Eve massacre. Wall Street gets more excited over interest rates than Main Street ever did. They're more concerned about it.
Exactly.
So what do you think? What do you think they're going to do today? We know they're not going to raise rates. You and I both know that. Are they going to talk about?
They're not going to raise rates. We hit them hard on that. We said this is ridiculous to be raising rates. But my point is they need to be going back. They should cancel the rate increases that we had in September and December.
You think they should lower rates?
Those were unnecessary. Pardon me?
You think they should lower rates, take those back?
Yes. The two rates that we had in September and December were catastrophically bad, and we now have deflation in the economy. I like to look at commodity prices. Commodity prices.
The housing industry has stalled out.
Yeah, exactly. And this is because the Fed is way too tight. Money is scarce in this economy. And the reason for that, by the way, Jim, is because there's a world demand for dollars. Trump has totally changed the game with his tax cuts, his deregulations. These policies have made America the best place in the world to invest in. You need dollars to do that. And at the same time, there's this big demand for dollars. They're taking dollars out of the economy. It makes no sense.
They're taking them out by doing the quantitative tightening instead of quantitative easing, aren't they?
Exactly. They should. Now, look, I believe that they should stop the I don't want to get too technical here, but the Federal Reserve banking system is paying banks for interest on their reserves. And what that means is the banks don't have to lend out the money. They can make money by just simply, by simply sitting on it. And that's hurt the economy as well. Look, we have a very strong economy right now, but it's not as strong as it should be because of the Fed's action. They have growth, what I call growth phobia. They're afraid of growth.
Isn't there a geopolitical reason for them to do what you're saying too? Because that gives Trump a strong hand in negotiating with China.
That's a good question. I mean, you know, I have some sources over at the Fed who say that the Fed bureaucracy hates Trump and they want to bring him in. And, you know,
Deep state is in the Fed? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes. The Fed, you know, there's 300 bureaucrats over there at the Fed. They are the deep state, and they're working against Trump and the economy right now, frankly.
Boy, that's really scary. Hey, Steve, I need a website, please.
Heritage.org. I hope people will go to it. We're proud of the work that we do, and always proud to be on your show.
Thank you. By the way,
it's one of the great shows, and you've been the advocate for small business longer than anybody I know.
That's true, and I appreciate you saying that. Trumponomics is the name of the book.
You're probably more than anybody else.
That's right, Steve Moore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.